For this Friday, March 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Indiana Department of Transportation joined local officials and construction partners yesterday to celebrate the opening of the new Black River Welcome Center. A ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the completion of the facility, which officials say is designed with inspiration from the boyhood home of Abraham Lincoln. According to a press release, the Welcome Center features interactive exhibits highlighting Lincoln's early life, along with displays showcasing the history and culture of Southern Indiana. Visitors will also find a range of amenities, including an adult recreation area, a children's playground, and a dog park. The Black River Welcome Center is located along eastbound Interstate 64 near mile marker 7 in Posey County. The Posey County Commissioners are now accepting resumes for the position of full-time custodian for the Posey County Jail. The position is responsible for light maintenance, groundkeeping, and cleaning. The position is full-time, 35 hours per week, and for day shift. Interested applicants should submit resumes via mail or in person to the Posey County Auditor's Office at 126 East 3rd Street, Room 220 in Mount Vernon. You can also email megan.greenwell@poseycountyin.gov. Resumes are due by Friday, April 24th. Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department says they are seeking summer help and accepting applications for their maintenance division. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. You can visit the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department Facebook page for the link to apply. Posey County Emergency Management says that tomorrow detour signs will begin to go up stating that Towel Factory Road will be closed on or after March 30th. This closure, which is phase one of the Towel Factory Road project, will begin on Tuesday, March 31st. Barricades will be located on State Road 62, 5th Street, 6th Street, and will include closing the entrance to the junior high off Towel Factory Road. Last night in local sports, Mount Vernon softball won their season opener home versus Lagodi 17-10. The Wildcats are 1-0, and they travel to South Spencer this evening at 5 o'clock. This evening, North Posey softball plays their season opener at home with Vincennes at 5:30. Purdue men's basketball is heading to Elite Eight after they escaped Texas in the Sweet 16 last night, 79-77. Trey Kaufman-Wren had the game-winning tip-in. With 7/10 of a second remaining, he scored 20 points apace the Boilermakers. All five starters scored double figures for Purdue. From Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their season opener at home over the Tampa Bay Rays 9-7. The Cardinals trailed 7-1 in the sixth inning, but scored 8 runs in the sixth inning to take the lead. First baseman Alec Burleson went 3-for-4 and hit the go-ahead 2-run home run. Left fielder Nathan Church also went 3-for-4 and drove in a pair of runs. Second baseman J.J. Weatherholt belted a home run in his Major League debut. St. Louis is off today, and they play the second game of their series versus the Rays tomorrow afternoon. The Chicago Cubs lost their opener at home to the Washington Nationals 10-4. The Nationals scored 6 runs in the fourth inning to break the game open. First baseman Michael Busch had a 3-hit game for the Cubs. Their series continues Saturday afternoon. In Cincinnati, the Reds were shut out by the Boston Red Sox 3-0, and in Milwaukee, the Chicago White Sox got thumped by the Brewers 14-2. Both of those series continue Saturday. In the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers are at home versus the Los Angeles Clippers at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are 16-57 on the season. That's news and sports for this Friday, March 27th. We are keeping you informed of all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Friday, and have a great weekend.